Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 333 of Heroes Unlimited. We're still in the spell section, and we're onto the truly huge spells now. Ninth level spells begin on this page. For the most part, these spells are quite good. Age prematurely ages people. Havoc is a very powerful debuff. Speed of the Snail is a huge debuff that even affects golems. So if one ever starts to exist, you'll be ready. There's only one spell on this page that I take issue with in terms of power level, and that's Water to Wine. Sincerely, I have no idea how this spell got to be ninth level, except I guess maybe just on religious grounds. Like, you know, maybe somebody realized if Water to Wine is like a third level spell, we're maybe implying that Jesus was only third level, and that seems somehow wrong. It seems somehow sacrilegious. I think maybe it just seemed wrong to make one of Jesus's classic miracles a low-level spell that any scrub wizard can do, but it should have been. I mean, in the context of all this, I'm not trying to get into any theological debates here. I'm not trying to deny that Jesus could have cast Speed of the Snail or Monster Insect if he'd wanted to, but you know what? He had the virtue of humility, and he stuck to an effect that, let's be honest, it belongs at like second level. I think this religious thing is what's going on here, because Swords to Snakes is also a ninth level spell, and it maybe deserves to be on the basis of power level, but it also is strongly reminiscent of the story of Moses, so I think maybe spells that are in the Bible, just for PR purposes, just for optics, need to be ninth level plus. Anyway, I do object to a spell that does nothing but turn water into wine being ninth goddamn level, but that's not even the dumbest thing on this page. The dumbest thing on this page is a spell I just mentioned, a spell called Monster Insect. It turns an insect into a monstrous creature the size of, quote, a dog or horse. Quote, the creature will obey simple commands from the mage who created it and is very aggressive, will fight to the death. Fair enough so far. Turn a bug into a deadly monster that fights your foes? That sounds like ninth level wizardry to me. My problem comes with the next and final segment of the spell. Quote, a typical monster insect, ant, beetle, bee, etc. And then a stat block. Just a simple stat block that lists a horror factor, a couple of options for armor rating, a single variable hit point and SDC total. Here is my objection, and it is simple, but it burns so much. Motherfuckers, I did not sit through four goddamn pages of bug rates to have you not even mention that this book has four pages of giant bug stats in the giant bug spell. What about all those ants and bees and hornets and scorpions and fucking jumping spiders? What about the giant puking grasshoppers? Didn't that mean anything to you? Don't you even remember when I had to spend four pages of this podcast and my life just bullshitting my hardest to get through the absolutely minimal interest in laboriously describing various species of giant insect, just to have this spell, the monster insect spell, say, you know, for the purposes of abstraction, for game rules, all giant bugs are basically alike. Here's a simple stat block. Takes 10 lines. 10 lines. This is insulting on two counts. Number one, that this stat block is so short. For all the detail that I had to sit through about all those other giant insects, which, by the way, long story short, if you're just joining the podcast, there's a control insects superpower that gives you the ability to enlarge and control insects. And it's not enough just to have a short description of, okay, you can make insects big and you can control them. No, the game takes a break from describing other superpowers for four goddamn pages to give stat blocks for all the different species of insects you might want to enlarge and arachnids. It was a little series of like four episodes called Bug Rates that I did earlier in the season. That's what I'm talking about. Those stat blocks were so long and so detailed. For this game now, at this late stage, to tell me that 10 lines is enough to describe not just one giant bug, but all giant bugs, is a slap in the face. Secondly, though, it's not just that it's so short, it's that it's so long. As I've been continually lamenting throughout this section, the magic section is overstuffed. There's way too much to fit into this section in too short a space, and the choices made were terrible, right? Almost every page, I've been complaining about something that is too long or shouldn't be here at all. But at least they're cuts. At least they're things that, like, I don't think we need both Energy Field and Mystic Shield, but they are two slightly different spells. If we cut one, we wouldn't have it anymore. We wouldn't have that slightly different version of a field of magical meat that stands in the way of bullets for you. It would be an easy cut, but a cut. All this spell does is make giant fucking bugs. This book has 4 pages of painful detail about the stats of various kinds of giant bugs. If instead of this 10-line stat block, this spell simply said, see pages 262 through 266, not only would it have been 9 lines shorter, but it would have had more information, rather than this generic stat block, which, by the way, does not differentiate between dog-sized bugs and horse-sized bugs. So what we're getting in this spell description literally is a stat block that's meant to apply equally to an ant the size of a Dalmatian and a wasp the size of a horse. Referencing the earlier rules would have been shorter and better. I can't believe they didn't do it. I can't believe they didn't take advantage. I mean, there's so much... I can't believe I'm even going to say this. There's so much useful information in those bug stat blocks back under control insects. For example, their habitat is listed. If you're a wizard and one of your rare 9th level spell slots is monster insect, you're going to need to know which bugs are around constantly, all the time. You're going to get an app on your phone that locates like concentrations of local insects, like spider, but with no E, just S-P-I-D-R, like grinder, but instead of finding dudes to fuck, you find spiders to feed people to. And that information, is in this book. It is in this book. But you wouldn't know it if you were a wizard, because why would you ever go dig around in the superpower section? You don't have superpowers. You have spells. Sucks to be you. All you get is the one generic bug. Little knowing that like 70 pages away are all the bug stats you could ever want. But the author just neglected to tell you. Oh, makes me so mad. To fill 4 pages in this bloated ass book with rules for giant bugs, and then later when giant bugs come up again, to ignore those rules and write new ones? Ugh. You go straight to game design hell for that. Anyway, I'm now incapacitated by anger, so it's a good thing there's nothing else to really talk about on this page. There are no more spells for Blind Watch here, and I don't really need to fulfill my vow and give you something from Heroes Unlimited Revised to put on this page instead, because everything here belongs in this game, at least. Water to Wine should probably be another level, and Monster Insect should be written differently, but they're both fine spells. I'm cool with them being in this section, so we're done for today. Join me next time as we move into level 10 spells and finally discuss turning all this cosmic power into some kind of revenue stream on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, 2 words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.